This is Tehillim Chaf Hei 25, the David. This is a statement for David. Elecha Hashem, to you Hashem, nafshi esa. I rely, my soul, I rely on you. So we're told that each day, the person, when he goes to sleep, a person's neshama goes up to the Shemayim. And Hashem has all these nefashas in his hands. And the next day, Hashem returns your nefesh to you. What would be the worst case scenario if a person didn't get his neshama back? Well, that would be death. But even on a lesser scale, maybe if you got somebody else's neshama and he got yours, how confusing that would be. So we rely on Hashem. We say, Hashem, we rely on you to give us everything, to give us our neshamas. And just like a worker who labors relies on his boss to give him his mazon, certainly we rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us what we need. Elokai, b'cha v'tachti, in you I trust. Alev Osha, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Balyatu oivai li, and my enemies shouldn't be delighted when they see that I trip. When they don't, if I don't get what I need, then they say, ah, you don't deserve it. We are told a story about in the Medrash HaTov, about a person who was hiding out in a town. And the night watchman came by and said to him, what are you doing here? He says, I'm from the royal family. She says, oh, in that case, I have to treat you with kid gloves. So he took him in, and the watchman guarded him a whole night. And the next morning, he took him to the king, and the watchman said to the king, this man claims he's from the royal family. Is that true? So the king said, I don't know who he is. So the king said to him, why did you say you were from the royal family? So the person said, I knew that if I told him that I belong to the royal family, I would get such great treatment because I know that you take care of your family. So the king was so impressed with this remark. He said, I'm not going to punish you. And because you had faith in me, and you had faith in me as a king that I take care of who I like, therefore, Alev Osha, I'll not be embarrassed, because I have tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam kol koivecha lo yevoshu. All who trust in you will not be embarrassed. Yevoshu, who should be embarrassed? Habogdim rekam. Those people who kick, who are rebellious and empty. Or the crooks who take away all habogdim rekam, who steal from everyone. Tirachecha Hashem hodieni. Now this is a very difficult pasuk, because David wants to know the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, this question, he wanted to know why the good suffer and why the evil don't suffer. Tzadik v'ra'lov, rasha v'tov lov. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not given an answer. But David also asked for this request. Archosecha landeni. Teach me your ways, I don't understand them. Hajicheni bamitecha. Lead me with your emes, with your truth. Falamdeni, and teach me. Kiata elakei yishi. You are the God of my help, my help. Oscha kivisikoyam. In you I rely a whole day. Zachar rachamecha Hashem. Remember your rachamim, the great rachamim Hashem. That's the ultimate issue that we're worried about, Hashem's rachamim. The chasadecha and your chesed kimal olam hema. They was from all the way back from forever. When Adam Rishon sinned, he was told that he would die that day, yet he lived to have generations. He lived another 930 years. Chatos ne'urai. Chatos ne'urai. The sins of my youth, of Peshai, and the rebellion, Al Tizkar, don't remember it. Kechastacha, according to the way the Urad give chesed and kindness, Sachar Liata, remember me, you remember me, Laman Tuvcha Hashem, according to your good Hashem, don't count the sins I did when I was young. So we're told, why does a person ask for Erech HaPayim? I heard a shiur from David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that he said once that we ask Hashem that be Erech HaPayim. Give us time. We're still young. We're still developing. We're like children. Tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and straight. Al kein yorech hatoyim badarech. Therefore, he teaches the sinners to go back on the way. He lets them do tshuva. Yadrech anovim. He teaches like a derech to the modest people. Bamishpat injustice. V'ilamed anovim darko. And he teaches the modest people his ways. Kol orchos Hashem chesed v'emes. All the ways of Hashem chesed and emes. Then, so we might think to everyone, no, the notes rei v'riso v'edosav. To those people who guard his covenant and his mitzvahs. Now the next pasuk we say during the slichas, during the tachlin, l'man shimcha Hashem. Do it for your name, Hashem. V'shalachti lavoni kiravu. And I will be forgiven for my sins because they are many. Mi zeh ha'ish yirei Hashem. Who is the man who is fear, has fear of God? Yorenu baderech yivchar. Hashem teaches him the way he should choose. In other words, we can't do it ourselves. If Hashem sees you're God-fearing, then he gives you a break and lets you be Yirei Shemayim. Nafsho batov tolin. Then his nefesh will sleep in the grave with peace. Fizaro yirash aretz, and his children will inherit the earth. Sod Hashem lireov. The secret Hashem is to his to people fear him. Uvariso and his covenant lodiyam, he teaches them. We are also told that Sod is Gematria 70. Samach 60, Vav 6, Dalet is 4, that's 70. So Yain is also 70. So they say, Nichnas Yain Yatsa Sod. Once a person has wine, the 70 comes in and the 70 goes out. He can't keep a secret. We're also told that the 70 refer to the 70 Umas Olam. And he will inherit these 70 umos by being a Yirei Hashem. Ene samit tamid el Hashem. His eyes are always to Hashem. Ki hu yotzi mereshes ragloi. Because he takes out my feet from tripping from the net. Pnei elai, turn to me. V'chaneni, and give me love. Ki yachin, I'm alone. V'ani, and poor ani I am. Tzoros levavi hirachivu. The tzoros in my heart widened. Mimitzu kosai hotzieni. For my tormentors, take me out. Re'ei anyi v'amoli. See my problems and my difficulties. V'sa and tolerate l'chol chatosai, all my sins. Re'ei oivai ki rabu. Look at my enemies, there's so many. V'sinas chamos, the hatred of the thieves, and they hated me for nothing. And we're told in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, how they darshan the Aleph base. Each letter of the Aleph base has a meaning. And when it came to the letter Kuf, the Kuf has a little crown on top, and it has a hanging leg. The next letter after Kuf is Resh. So the Gemara tells us, why does the Resh face away from the Kuf? If you take a look at the alphabet, the Aleph base, the Resh is facing one way, and the Kuf is standing by itself. Because the Resh represents a Rasha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns his back on the Rasha. However, there's a hanging kuf and a crown over the kuf to let the Rasha know that the leg of the kuf could be put on the resh and remanufactured a little bit, and the Rasha can become a tzaddik only if he has the kuf standing at his right side. In this parak of Tehillim, the Marsha says, if you take a look, it's the first pasuk is David Elecha, that's the Aleph. The second pasuk is Becha. The third pasuk is Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and so on and so forth, till we get to the letter Resh. And instead of a Kuf, it says Re'eh Oni V'Amali, Asa'a B'chal Chatosai. The next pasuk is Re'eh Oivai Ki Rabu, V'Sinas Chamos Sinei Uni. So we have two Reshes. Two psukim that begin with two reshin. And the reason for that is that when we talk about a rasha, that once he gets to a certain point, he can no longer do tshuva. So the satan has to stand to his right side. So therefore, they put two reshin in this as opposed to a kuf. The Avod Raham has another explanation for the double resh. He also suggests that it's not only missing an extra resh is there, but it's missing three letters. No sentence starts with a bays, no sentence starts with a vav, and no sentence starts with a kuf that spells out book. Now, book is only found one or two times in the Tanakh, and it means empty. As it says, Habogdim Rekam. In Pasuk Gimel, Yevoshu Habogdim Rekam. Those people who are kicking in nothingness. What's nothingness? In the absence of tshuva and masam tovim. In the absence, they don't do tshuva. So therefore, they kick and they're embarrassed because they don't do tshuva. On the other hand, there are three extra letters that begin sentences. In the first sentence is the David Elecha Shem Nafshi Esa. There's an extra Aleph. There's an extra Reish, which we spoke about before. And the last Pasuk of this, of Chav Hei, there is Pasuk of Beis that says Pede Elekim Es Yisrael Mikol Sorosav. So we have an extra Pei. That spells out Aleph Reish Pei, which is Arop, which is Erpa Mishivasam. I will heal them from their problems. And by doing tshuva and Masa Tovim, we will be healed. And that's why they have the extra resh in this perek. And we will continue with the next pasuk, Shomer Nafshi, protect my nefesh, Hatzileini, and save me. Al Evosh, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Because I rely on you. In other words, if I don't get answered, they'll say, Hashem doesn't love him. I'll be embarrassed. Tom v'yosher yitzruni. You created me pure, whole, and straight. Ki v'sicha. For I trust in you. Today, Elokim es Yisrael. Hashem, you should redeem the Klal Yisrael and the Kol Tzarasov from all their service.